You're welcome back to This Week with Justin McCarthy and David McCullough. As we all do our bit to try to flatten the curve and stop the spread of the virus, intensive efforts are continuing around the world to try to find ways to treat COVID-19 patients and to find a vaccine that could bring the pandemic to an end. The Global Virus Network is a group bringing together leading virologists from more than 20 countries to advance knowledge about viruses and cooperate on developing drugs and vaccines to tackle them. Tim Moynihan is the chair of its board of directors, and he joins us now from the United States. Tim, thanks for joining us. I've outlined what the Global Virus Network is. What has it been able to do in the present crisis?
Well, good morning, David. It's nice to be with you and to be speaking to you from Connecticut, of all places in the United States, where the sky is gray and the Guinness is not on tap. So I'm at a bit of a disadvantage, I think. The Global Virus Network, to respond to your question directly, is the brainchild of Dr. Robert Gallo. And it's led by Dr. Robert Gallo, who's the co-founder and international scientific advisor. Now, many of your listeners will know of Dr. Gallo, but again, with the lay public, many will not. But he is recognized globally as the preeminent virologist in the world. And he is also the founder and director of the Institute of Human Virology at the University of Maryland, where GVN is headquartered. I hasten to add that in addition to Dr. Gallo as the founder and director, we have other sterling leadership. Our president is Dr. Christian Berchot, also a preeminent virologist known and respected globally, and from the Louis Pasteur Institute, where he previously had been president. So the encouragement is that we have the best scientists in the world. We're in 33 countries with 54 centers of excellence, and they are comprised of the best virologists in the world, and they're working rigorously and assiduously as we speak to come up with an answer, a response, an effective response to stifle the coronavirus.
And how are they getting on, Tim? Because obviously people listening are looking for a spark of hope in all of this.
Yes, David, I think I like to think of myself, not in terms of my personal self, but because I have access to Dr. Gallo as chairman of the board of the Global Virus Board, and Christian Berchot and other scientists, I do think I can describe myself as a harbinger of hope. That in speaking with Dr. Gallo and Dr. Berchot yesterday, along with Matthew Evans, who's our treasurer, and David Wilkins, who's our COO, there were four of us on the call, and Dr. Gallo was excited to report that it was working on something, not for me to be to make the full disclosure, because that's going to be up to Dr. Gallo. But there is something that he's working on that is will be important news to be reported. We think now, after yesterday, that the news may be published as soon as this week. Originally, when Dr. Gallo appeared on Brian Williams' show in the United States on television a week or so ago, he hinted at this, but I think there's been an acceleration of the process. It's been discussed with top virologists and other leaders of science, and it will be an important disclosure, and it will be something that, I hate to be a tease here, but I do want to express not doom and gloom, but quite the opposite, that there is hope on the horizon.
Okay, and you can't tell us when that will come about, but is that possibly in the area of a vaccine or to deal with COVID-19 itself or perhaps something wider?
Yeah, I think that's fair for me to say and quite appropriate to say that very soon it will be announced that there's a potential adaptation of an existing vaccine that's available, that could be available, I will say will, because I do think the glass is half full here, available in a matter of months. And the idea, as you likely know, is that First of all, in the early stages, the antibody tests are very useful.
Mm-hmm.
And they're part of an overall early testing strategy because they're cheap and they're fast. So it's crucial to test everybody that needs to be tested as soon as possible so as to identify those who are infected and then move quickly to identify everyone that has been in contact by using contact tracing. So these proactive steps, as you know, are in place. The idea behind an adaptation of an existing vaccine is not a new one.
Okay.
But the vaccine in question that would be adapted would be an application of a recognized concept in the field of immunology. So I hope that's clear. And I could, you know, though not a scientist, I could say that to make it a little bit clearer, that an existing vaccine would be introduced into the human host, and it would have the effect of contending with and suppressing and even destroying the coronavirus.
Okay,
there's
well, that is
a mechanism involved in that, based in science, and that's what Dr. Gallo. And I should say, because Dr. Gallo has been very insistent with us all along, that he's been working on this from the beginning and for months with Dr. Shimakov, who's a Russian scientist. He's an associate director of vaccines at the FDA. And Dr. Gallo, and one of the reasons we respect him beyond his scientific acumen and really true superiority is because there is a human element. And he has been adamant that he not be given sole credit for this. That Dr. Chimakoff has been and remains indispensable.
Okay, Tim Moynihan of the Global Virus Network, thank you for that news. We look forward to hearing further developments in the days ahead.